Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we do that today here on the C2P. And we're going to be joined with the Illinois long snapper, Michael Martin. Michael, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
It's gone really fast, I'm not going to lie. It feels like yesterday that I was coming to campus June of 2012, and it's just been a whirlwind, really. But I wouldn't trade any moment of it.
And I'm sure it's obviously, I'm curious at this point in this, you know, we're about what, 20 days, 19 days away from the draft. Have you had that moment, Michael, where you've woken up thinking you're missing spring practice and you're like, oh man, I just missed practice. I'm going to get, you know, scolded by the coaches.
There have been a few times where I wake up and think that. One of my roommates is still on the team, Chase McLaughlin, okay, the kicker. And sometimes I'll wake up and be like, oh no, I'm late. Oh, darn it.
I asked that question because so many of you guys kind of, I think, go through those dramatic moments where you're thinking you're missing practice, but lo and behold, you realize that, you know, you're off doing your own thing and preparing for the next level. Obviously, long snapper, it's a unique craft. It's a unique thing to do. Not many can do it, and it's a unique skill. When do you kind of go and become the, you know, a long snapper? When do you kind of emerge as that guy and, you know, knowing this is going to be your way to, you know, go to Illinois and get yourself an education?
It really started my freshman year of high school. We were going through some of the more specialty positions that the freshman football team would need. And our coach showed us long snapping, and there were about four or five guys that tried it out. I tried it. I was terrible at it, but I thought, hey, I could figure this out. And then my sophomore year, I was the backup on varsity. And my junior year, I became the starter, and it just kind of rolled from there.
And obviously, it really did roll from there. And obviously, you end up in the Big Ten at one of the top universities, you know, in terms of programs. So, I mean, once you arrive there, what's it like, I mean, as a long snapper, kind of just finding your way and kind of, you know, emerging, you know, on the scene of a big-time program?
It was slow for me. When I got there, I wasn't the biggest or the strongest guy. I definitely wasn't ready for college football by any means, so I took a year and I redshirted. They brought when I came in, they brought in two long snappers, myself and Zach Hurth, who was actually the Under Armour All-American that year as a long snapper. So we were able to definitely make each other better through competition. He made me better. I like to think that I made him better. My redshirt freshman year, I was his backup, and by my junior year, I was on the field, or my redshirt sophomore year, junior year in school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I got you. Yeah, sometimes that can get confusing, but we both know what you're getting out there. Once again, Michael Martin, the standout long snapper, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with him, you know, it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. So simply type in his name, and then at collegetopro.com, we'll be having his full draft bio posted later this afternoon. I'm curious. I mean, I think what, like Rubio camps, I think Chris Seller, they do some things. I mean, have you spent any time at any of these like combine type prep facilities kind of working on the craft?
I've gone to two camps this past February. There's former NFL kicker Michael Husted. He hosts a camp in San Diego, a specialist combine. So I was able to try to get a little exposure there. And then 2 weeks after that, Gary Zonner, who is a former NFL special teams coordinator, who's since retired from the league, he hosts a specialist combine with kickers, punters, and snappers, and he evaluates players from there.
Nice. Go ahead.
No, I was done. Sorry.
No, you're good, man. And for you, I mean, I know like the timings. I mean, I forget like the exact numbers where you kind of want to be, where, you know, the snap to the punter, snap to the, you know, the kicker type things. I mean, where do you kind of rank in there?
I have a problem with speed on my snaps. Or accuracy. It's just a matter of making sure it's consistent, which every day I go out and snap and try to make it better.
Yeah. And I always kind of joke around, like, you are the guys that you never want to know of, because unless it's your mom and dad or your family and friends knowing 56 is out there, it's kind of, you kind of just want to remain unseen because they usually know you if there's a foul up. And I always think back to, I think it was the Raiders game on a Monday night or some, and they lost their long snapper and their special teams completely went. They couldn't punt. They couldn't kick field goals. They had to go for it on every fourth down. It was one of the more bizarre games. And I just think it's a testament to how kind of important you guys are and to the craft you have. For you, I mean, any workouts coming up? I mean, anything scheduled? Have you had any feedback from teams?
I've had a few teams that have contacted my agent, expressing interest. No workouts as of yet, but I'm still waiting for that opportunity. Unfortunately, I live too far from Chicago or Indianapolis here in Champaign to be considered for their local pro days, because there's a maximum maximum distance that you can live away from them. And I'm outside of both of theirs. So still waiting for an opportunity, but I'll be looking forward to that first opportunity when it arises.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, as well, it's a crazy time. I'm sure it's an exciting time as well. I mean, like I said, as the days kind of count down. Take us through a typical day. I mean, how many times are you snapping the ball and kind of working on what you have to do and just in terms of staying in shape as well?
So typical day, let's go through my Monday. I wake up, I eat some breakfast, I go in, I lift. After I lift, I take a little time, maybe get a lunch in, and then in the afternoon, I get some snaps in. I videotape myself so I can evaluate my snaps, see how my form is, refine my form, make adjustments as needed. And that's basically it. My life is pretty much eat, snap, sleep. A little lifting in there.
That's great, man. That's awesome. That made the morning, a little bit brighter knowing that, that's the kind of funny thing that you just, eat, snap, sleep. I mean, but you're doing it well, man. Enough to, you know, earn a living at the next level is pretty impressive stuff. For you, I mean, you kind of said, you know, the accuracy. I mean, but kind of take us through it. I mean, educate, because it's a unique thing. I mean, what's most important? Is it the velocity, accuracy? I mean, is it kind of both? I mean, weather conditions. I mean, if it's adverse out there, I mean, how much does that affect you? Kind of takes into the mindset of, you know, when you're out there on the field doing what you do best.
Well, in my opinion, accuracy is at the front and foremost, because you can snap a bullet from your hands to the punter, but if it's over his head, it's completely useless. Doesn't matter how fast it is, because he can't handle it. Same thing as if it's in the ground. And the whole operation's time will be significantly shorter if the ball is in a more manageable place for the punter, because he doesn't have to react to the ball. He just can do what he needs to do. Same for the holder, for a field goal or an extra point. As for the weather, there's an old adage that I like to, follow, control what you can control. Memorial Stadium here at the University of Illinois. It's notorious for its wind. Either I could have sat back and complained about it, or I could have just focused on where to put my ball, and I chose the latter.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. And we're almost out of time, but a couple more questions. When do you kind of get the idea that you have a shot at the next level? You know, I mean, because you know there's 1,000 guys out there snapping footballs. I mean, when do you kind of get the idea that you're doing it on a level where you can, you know, again, make a living in the NFL doing it?
That's a great question, and honestly, I don't know when that transition started, but I know that my special teams coordinator, Bob Ligashevsky, he had spent the previous 12 years in the pros as a special teams coach, won a Super Bowl with the Steelers. And he definitely gave me an indication that, hey, you could make it if you wanted to, you could get a shot. So probably when I've started practicing with him this past year.
Nice, man. Excellent stuff. Once again, Michael Martin here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. Before we let you go, and again, we appreciate you taking some time. We know you're busy. You got a lot on your plate. We always like to throw just some lighthearted stuff your way. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Hit me with it.
All right. Now, Coach Lovie Smith, obviously a pretty predominant name on the coaching scene. Does anybody on that Illinois football team do a great impersonation of Coach Smith, and would they be inclined to do it in front of him?
There are definitely guys that will try to emulate Coach Smith to the best of their abilities. No one hits it as well as Coach Smith does, but I don't think anybody has the guts to do it in front of him.
Excellent. And how about nicknames, Michael? This is a big hit or miss. Sometimes locker rooms have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. Actually, the favorite nickname that I've ever had comes from the Big Ten from Purdue. Ryan Kerrigan said there's a kid that they nicknamed Toaster. I guess after a late night, somebody got a tattoo of a toaster on their stomach. But that's my favorite one. But again, is there any unique stories of nicknames that were given out to Illinois during your time with the Illini?
You know, not any that I'm willing to share. They're not appropriate for radio. I'll let sleeping dogs lie there.
Excellent. This one, how about female celebrities? If you take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
That's a great question. Apparently Olivia Munn just hit the market. I'm not sure if I'd take her, but I mean, she may be up there.
Oh, that was great. And then the final one for you, this is not so much a funny question, but just kind of your thoughts. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He works, he paints and puts the designs on cleats and spikes. If you could have any idea from your head put on your cleats, what would you want sprayed on there?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I honestly don't know. I've never really thought about it. I don't know. I'd have to get back to you on that. I'm sorry.
No, it happens. I mean, that's usually the stumper of the questions. We can ask a lot of different questions, but that's, you know, some guys really kind of want to put some thought into it before they just say something, which I kind of take as a pretty cool thing that, you know, they just don't want to blab something out for, you know, the show. They actually want something that they kind of really want on their feet to represent. But hey, man, I can't wait to find out where you land. We know you're busy. Best of luck to you moving forward. Again, I can't wait to find out where you end up and start snapping at. But we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Michael Martin, the standout long snapper from Illinois. You know, and you obviously, if you spend time listening to this show, you obviously got the idea that this kid definitely has it upstairs. He's academically advanced, and I think you just kind of talked about the techniques. He's, you know, he just seems like he's dedicated to the craft. And like I said, I am excited to find out where he's going to kind of spend the next few months snapping and kind of getting his feet grounded in this next level. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. We'll be right back.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.